level games across the world. Authorities say more than 650 matches are now under investigation, with 50 arrests already made. The network is believed to have involved an organised crime syndicate from Asia. Football Australian international player, former Australian international player, Lindy Slater, says he had a first-hand experience of how damaging a match-fixing scandal can be to the sport.
I played in France for 5 years before I went to England, and it was at a time when Marseille were the kings of Europe, really, and there was a big match-fixing scandal that erupted in France that involved Marseille, and they were eventually put down to Division 2. It was involving a game in Division 1. At Valenciennes, became a very famous affair. Of course, Bernard Tapie went to prison over it. Bernays was suspended for life from the game. And I got to know one of the players, one of the main players. He was the guy that gave the money to a player called Jacques Glassman from Valenciennes, and his name was Jean-Jacques Idley. And I got to know him when I moved from Southampton to Wolves, staying in the same hotel as him, he told me the whole story. And it was just like, it really was paper bags full of cash, money buried in gardens, and the depth of that and what it did to French football.
And Tracy, the qualifying groups for the Asia Cup in Australia in 2015 have been announced ahead of the opening fixtures on Wednesday. I'll have them and more in around 25 minutes time.
Many thanks, Brendan Arrow. I look forward to that. Turn over the capital city forecast now as we look ahead to Wednesday and start with our Australian capitals first. A few showers in Brisbane, 28. Mostly sunny in Sydney, 26 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 30. A sunny day in Melbourne and then a late change, 37. Mostly sunny in Hobart, 32. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 36 degrees. Sunny days in Perth, 31. An afternoon gusty storm.